All right, let's go right to the today's homeowner hotline right now. Linda is in Tennessee with an interesting question for us. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
Good, good. Tell us all about it here. We've got some, what you're describing is orange varnished knotty pine paneling. I know a lot of people have seen that over the years.
Yes, and I love the paneling. It brings so much character to my home, but that orange shellac, ooh, nasty.
Well, what do you think? I mean, a lot of times people want to paint it, but I understand from your note here that you don't really want to paint it, but you kind of want to freshen it up a little bit, I guess.
I do. I would like to remove that orange shellac, and I did try a small section, but it appears that the orange shellac has stained that pine over the years, and I've tried it. It's not working.
Okay. Well, I've seen the pictures of it here, and certainly I've encountered a lot of that wood and a lot of the same scenarios. And the trouble with it is that because there are so many grooves in it, and I guarantee you that orange color is really deep into that because of the stain, and probably a little bit of the orange yellowing is just a result of aging and sun damage and that type of thing. I'll bet if you take one of those pictures off the wall, it looks a lot different than the wall if it's been up there for a while. And to strip the entire wall and the entire wood with a chemical stripper and also some sanding and so forth is possible, but it will be very hard to get everything out of the grooves of there. Joe, have you tackled one of these projects before?
Yeah, but not as big a job as Linda has. What I've used, Linda, that works well is there's a environmentally safe and non-toxic stripper called Citrus Strip, in C-I-T-R-I from citrus, because it has, like, I think oil or lemon citrus acid in it, and it works really well. But you're talking about a lot. Thanks for the photographs, by the way, because I could see you have a lot of this pine. And it is a very nice look, but the yellowing is probably from the varnish or shellac over the years. And the only option, the reason you see this painted, by the way, is because of what I'm about to tell you, is the only other option is to sand everything down, to strip everything out. You've got to get down to the bare wood. If it's not light enough, if it's still too dark and you want it lighter, you have to bleach it. So, and, I mean, to do your walls and the cabinet doors and drawer faces, you can always take them off. But, and that's the reason, unfortunately, you see people painting them, because what's the other option? Stripping it and sanding it, and it just would be way too much work. So I'm not sure what to tell you. If you like the look of the unfinished knotty pine, you're gonna have to strip this all down. There's no other option. You can try pickling it, meaning a light color stain stain over it, but again, you have to get down to the bare wood. So that unfortunately is the reason you see it painted people painting it, because there's really no other practical option.
See, well, thank goodness I'm retired.
You got plenty of time, right?
Yes.
And you could always try some of that, as you've already done. Try that in an out-of-the-way area or one of the places that maybe not see, just to see how it reacts and how easy. It may be that the citrus stripper, which we've used a lot on furniture, works well enough that you can tackle a little bit at a time and make a big difference. And that way you can stain it or pickle it or do whatever you want to brighten up the whole room.
Great. Thank you guys for taking my question. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Lynn. And also our producer slipped me a note, said that you watch our show each week there in Tennessee. And we just want to say we really appreciate it. You can tell we have a little fun on the show, don't we?
You have a blast. Thank you so much. And I love Chelsea. She is awesome.
No, she certainly is. I am very, very proud of that. And there's nothing better than working with your daughter every day. It's awesome.
I can't imagine. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, thank you a lot, Linda. I appreciate that. That's really cool that we have the radio show, we have the TV show, we have the website. A lot of different ways you can get the information and a little entertainment along the way for making sure that you handle all of those things that you deal with around your home. Joe, I'll tell you, how many different calls have we gotten over the years about, I have stains on my roof? And, you know, stains can be mold, but it can be mildew, they can be tree sap, they can be algae, they can be a lot of things like that. But the one thing you don't want to do, and we would never recommend, grab the pressure washer and head up the ladder and start washing your roof.
No, that's not the thing to do. You can probably damage the roof or yourself. So I would say I would not do that. But yeah, we get those questions all the time. We're going to tackle that exact question coming up.
It's one of the trending articles on todayshomeowner.com, and we would invite you to drop by and see almost 100 comments on this particular subject. But when we come back from this short break, we'll dig into it a little bit more and tell you what you can do if you have stains on your asphalt shingle roof. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.